Hey guys, Tim from Capes and Scales, and today we're doing the previews. This is for September for November, and I've had some feedback on the previews. Most people dig it. A lot of people say it's too long. They just want me to tell them what to look into, and they'll do the research themselves. And I get that, because I know a lot of people, you know, if you don't like the art, you're just not in. You're out completely. So that's fair. So what I'm going to try to do is just list off a bunch of things that I think you should check out, and you can do your research if you feel necessary. And we'll probably condense this down to just the one episode, and we'll see if you guys like that better. So yeah, I'm a man of the people. I do give you what you want. So if that's what you want, that's what you get. Sometimes I'm a man of the people. So this is going to turn into a very short episode. Here we go. Starting with DC, we have Batman, White Knight Presents Von Freeze number 1. This is a tie-in to the White Knight universe, and it is a one-shot. It's really awesome Mr. Freeze story, it looks like, so that's always good. We have Dollhouse Family number 1. This is part of the Joe Hill horror line, Hill House, I do believe, and it looks creepy. We have Far Sector number 1. This ties into the Green Lantern mythos, and it is a brand new character, and she seems pretty awesome, so I think this is worth at least checking out and seeing if it's for you, but it ties into space, and the space universe in DC can be pretty vast and interesting. So Green Lantern Black Stars number 1. We've got He-Man and the Masters of the Universe number 1. I am so pumped for that. Hopefully that's an ongoing that goes just a little farther than the last one. The last one did okay, but the He-Man stories they've done as it relates to Thundercats and all those stories, it was a lot of fun. Next we have John Constantine, Hellblazer, number 1. This ties into the Sandman universe, which is an interesting choice. I don't know, maybe. I'm not a huge Sandman guy, it's fine and all, but I don't get into all the little diverging storylines and tie-in books. I do like me some Constantine, though, and he's been done really well in the past, so let's see what they can do with Hellblazer here. Then we have Infected. This ties into the Year of the Villain stuff, and also the Batman-Superman book where you have the Batman Who Laughs. So this is Infected King Shazam and Infected Scarab. These should be interesting, to say the least. I don't know about this event as a whole, but I like thinking outside the box, so that's fun. Next, we have Legion of Superheroes number 1. This is, I suppose, spitting out of that one shot that Bendis just wrote. Next, we have The Question, The Deaths of Vic Sage number 1. I believe this will be magazine format, just like Batman Damned was, and it is part of Black Label. I love The Question. The Question is one of my favorite characters in DC, and I definitely want to see how this goes. This is not Rene Montoya. This is Vic Sage. This is the original male Question. And I really, for years, have wanted a grittier Question story. Sometimes you get it. In the 80s and 90s, they did some surprisingly dark Question stuff every once and again. But I definitely want to see it in this new Black Label format. Then we have Tales from the Dark Multiverse, Blackest Night, and Tales from the Dark Multiverse, Infinite Crisis. These are basically what-if stories. And the other ones looked cool. They did a Nightfall one. So I really want to see what they'll do, especially with Blackest Night. Blackest Night was so close to being terrible for the heroes as it was. So to just say, hey, if this one thing was tweaked, what horribleness would have happened to the DCU? I always enjoy what-if stories in general. I'm curious to see DC's take on it. Next, we have Basketful of Heads. I just want to remind you that book is still coming out and still looks insanely awesome. I know issue 1, this is the Joe Hill book. Issue 1 came out in time for Halloween, and I don't think you should just forget about it. I think this book is going to be a lot of fun, and just, as fun as a creepy horror book about severed heads in a basket go, right? Finally for DC, we have Mr. Miracle by Steve Englehart and Steve Gerber. Hardcover, covering a section of Mr. Miracle that doesn't get a ton of praise, and probably should, because those are some really big names on that book, and it will help you, if you're at least in reading and trade, complete your Mr. Miracle comic book collection. It's a huge chunk for you. All right, next up, moving over to Marvel, we have a ton of X books coming out in November. We have New Mutants, both issues 1 and 2 come out, X-Force number 1 and 2 come out, Fallen Angels 1 and 2, X-Men issue 2, Excalibur issue 2, Marauders issue 2. So, a million X books. So if you are loving what Hickman is doing, keep your finger on the pulse. Make sure you don't miss out on things. Make sure you add it to your bin and tell your store you want it, because they don't know if they need 20 of these things or 200 of these things. You have to let your store know. Please do that. Please help your local comic book store. Calling the night before and begging for books doesn't help anybody. Next, we have Annihilation Scourge Alpha. This is, it looks like an Annihilus story, and it is a one-shot leading into the new version of Annihilation Event. I don't know how I feel about Events, just renaming the old shit again. It makes it harder for new people to jump in. I love the original Annihilation. A lot of people do. We'll see what happens in Marvel Space stuff now. Absolute Carnage hits issue 5 in this, as well as the Absolute Carnage Scream, Curse of Carnage number 1. I believe that's Absolute Carnage tie-in. If not, it's a Scream book. You guys love Scream. We have a bunch of $20.99 books. That's an interesting thing to do, bring back $20.99 in this manner. We've got Deadpool getting a new number 1, Morbius getting a new number 1, and Punisher Soviet number 1. These all, I mean, look them up. They're different. So, but, you know, Morbius coming back, of course now coming back, with the Jared Leto movie supposedly happening now. I would love to see an actual good Morbius book that doesn't have any restrictions on it. Not that the others were ever bad, but Morbius without restrictions could be quite sweet. Heading over to Image now, we have Family Tree, Undiscovered Country, Heart Attack, and Killadelphia. These are all new books. It's a weird variety of books, so I would recommend checking that out. Undiscovered Country is probably the one that'll gain the most buzz. It is a book written by Scott Snyder with Charles Soule and Giuseppe Camuncoli, maybe is how you say his name? I'm bad at names. But yeah, that. And I think that will be an interesting book. That's essentially, you know, the U.S. puts up walls around it, not just a border wall, but, like, the whole thing is tapered off. The rest of the world doesn't know what's going on with the U.S. And then they have, due to plot devices, reasons to go in, and things get wild and wacky, but probably just wild. Dark Horse has a book that you're going to want before Christmas. It is Hazel and Cha-Cha Save Christmas. It's a one-shot tying into Umbrella Academy. The two characters that were insanely fun in the TV show, now getting a one-shot that is Christmas-themed. The art looks great. If you love Umbrella Academy, you cannot pass this up. If you're lukewarm on Umbrella Academy and you just want a fun Christmas story, it's probably for you. And if you hate the Umbrella Academy, why on earth would you order this? Over at IDW, we're hitting issue 100 for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It is supposed to be a landmark issue. I know they always say that for these things, but there are supposedly some big plans for the Turtles universe going forward. So issue 100, likely a pretty big deal. I love that this book has been relatively solid the whole way through. The little bits I've read here and there. I have huge Turtle fans in my friend group. They all love it, so I believe them. Speaks volumes. Hi, Ryan Young. We've also got Star Trek Picard Countdown. This is setting up for the, what is it, a TV show that's coming out. I don't know if it'll be great. I know Star Trek Countdown has been done before, and those books were fantastic. They were kind of like prequels to the movies when the reboot movies started coming out, and I love that book, and I will tell anybody who listens to read that original Countdown book. There was another Countdown book I did not read. Similar concept, probably good as well. And then we have a new D&D book, D&D Infernal Tides, a new D&D comic book, I should say, not a new module, although those are coming out regularly, so if you're into that, they're there, by all means. There's a ton of them, and you love D&D, and you love role-playing and fantasy. But if you just want to read a story and not bother with all the hoopla of writing a campaign, here you go. Next, we go to Boom Studios. We're just going to rapid fire this. You guys ready? We got Boom Studios Folklords number 1. We've got Ahoy Comics The Wrong Earth that is coming out in trade. That book was a surprise hit for everybody, so you might want to get in on that. Valiant, we've got Rye. Number 1 and 2 are in this previews. Rye's usually pretty good, but he's been rebooted a handful of times, so I'm not sure what direction they're going to take him this time. We have from Stranger Comics, Niobe, She is Death, 3 and 4. That series is also a really popular indie comic. And those guys, if you see them at cons, they're super sweet. Very nice people, so go say hi. We have from Toonhound Studios, Metro, a graphic novel that I think is worth checking out. And finally, from Vault Comics, we have She Said Destroy, trade paperback. So there you go. I feel like that's enough variety. I feel like that's what you guys need to check out, and I have narrowed it down for you. If you think this is helpful, if you like this more condensed format, let me know. And hopefully this has helped you. It doesn't help me. It helps you. I'm here for you for some reason. So enjoy that. If you want to yell at me on social medias, at Capes and Scowls Podcast on Instagram. And then we've got at @Matt_Dog_Tim on the Twitters. The official podcast is at Capes and Scowls on Twitter. You can email us, capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. And that's it. I'd like to thank everybody for making their way through this. And if you, like I said, if you have questions, you have feedback, reach out to us and we'll do our best to get back to you in a timely fashion. And just thank you for supporting the channel. If you want more reviews of some new comics, we do that over on our YouTube channel. There's usually one a week from me. And then sometimes there's some bonus ones. Also, I'm over on the Team Ashen channel. Their YouTube channel does super well. And there are at least 6 new reviews every single week, right before the books come out for New Comic Book Day. So make sure you check that out as well. Thank you, everybody, and you have a good rest of your day, good evening, good morning, whatever you're doing. Just go enjoy it. Go outside. Go play. Go play, people. Go play.